Live from the No Panic Zone, I'm Steve Gerber. I am America's voice. God bless America. This is the Steve Gerber Show, fierce and fearless in the relentless pursuit of the truth. Glad you're here today. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number one, the political class devouring New York City and its businesses, leaving a battlefield of economic destruction behind. We'll talk about that. Number two, more than 1,000 flights are getting canceled every day over a virus Joe Biden promised he would shut down. The real virus is him in the White House. And number three, COVID, the last dance of 2021. It's been a doozy. In fact, the United States has now set an all-time record for the number of new cases in a single day, the number of deaths also very high. In fact, the rolling seven-day average is now 265,000 cases per day. The one-day total on Tuesday of more than 441,000 new COVID cases shattered the previous record of less than 300,000. In fact, here's the numbers for you. COVID cases, USA, December 28, 2021, 380,751. Of course, that went up to 441,000 the following day. Compared to 2020, there were 189,000 on the same day. Deaths on 28 December 21, 2494. The same day in 2020, 1,899. I mean, the numbers are through the roof, right? Through the roof. So what happened, Joe? Kamala, are you there? Who's in charge around here? That's the real question. Seems nobody is watching the shop much, and we're in the soup now, that's for sure. The fact is, the major spike in cases is being powered by the Delta variant and other factors. It is not the Omicron variant. In fact, the CDC has now greatly scaled back its original estimates. And now says that Omicron is responsible for one case in five. What happened to make it all explode so fast? And why now? That's the real question. Why are we here? And how did we get here, Joe? You made so many promises. And I want to continue to hammer on what you were telling us, Joe. On the campaign trail. This is what you're telling us over and over and over again. Listen to him again.
Well, Liz Cheney has from the very beginning talked about that delay. She has focused on what Donald Trump did once.
No. That's not Joe Biden. Bite four would be Joe Biden, right? Bite four. I'm not sure what we're looking at here. Yeah.
We discussed the rising COVID cases, especially coming out of the holidays. And as I said last week, Omicron is a source of concern, but it should not be a source of panic. If you're fully vaccinated and you get your booster shot, and you're highly protected. If you're unvaccinated, you're at a high risk of getting severely ill from COVID-19, being hospitalized, and in rare cases, even dying. And this is not like March of 2020. The beginning of the pandemic. We're prepared and we know what it takes to save lives, protect people, and keep schools and businesses open. We just have to stay focused and continue to work together. My message to the governor is simple. If you need something, say something.
And there's Joe Biden saying that it's not a federal solution to any of this now. He said he would shut down the virus. He said it over and over and over again. Said he would shut down the virus. It didn't happen. He's not going to shut down the virus. He shut down the government. Now he's claiming that the economy is better than it's ever been. Biggest increase in the first year in 50 years of presidents, which is nonsense as well. Dr. Peter Hotez never misses a day to claim the vaccines are the silver bullet and the magical cure, despite the growing mountain of evidence that suggests something quite different. And he is targeting Ron Johnson of Wisconsin, Rand Paul of Kentucky. He's attacking the senators for, well, telling the truth. Listen.
Some people call it misinformation or disinformation. I call it anti-science aggression coming from Senator Rand Paul, Senator Johnson. Members of the House of Representatives, in addition to those two senators, are killers. So anti-science aggression is now a leading killer of young and middle-aged adults in the United States of America.
Yeah. Here you go. Listen to me. The whole point here is to continue to flood the infield with all sorts of information. But let's talk about this. On Biden's watch, the United States has smashed a single-day record for new COVID-19 cases. 441,000. That was on Tuesday. And it's not the Omicron variant. It's spreading. It is. It's fueling part of this. But where I live and where other people are getting it. In fact, yesterday again, I talked to more people yesterday who also tested positive. People that I know personally. More people that I know personally have COVID, and those numbers are multiplying as well. Those numbers are multiplying as well as to how many people are getting it. They weren't too bad. They were going to fly to Florida, tested positive, and rented a car and drove there. So not terribly ill, right? And so the number of COVID cases is at the highest level on record, right? 265,000 cases per day. And here's where the confusion begins and continues. Because I need to share some things with you here. It continues because there is contradictory information being put out there. Contradictory information as to about the tests, about the vaccines, all right? All right, what about the tests? What about the vaccines? For example, new CDC isolation and quarantine guidelines have confused some and raised other questions. The new guidelines allow people to leave isolation without getting tested to see if they are still infectious. There, you are allowed to leave isolation without testing. The guidance has raised questions as to how it was crafted, why it was changed now in the middle of another wintertime spike in cases. But here's the real question. They said you don't need to get tested because you can test positive for at least the next 12 weeks, said CDC Director Rochelle Walensky. You're telling us that now. You're telling us now that the tests that we have based everything on, quarantines, lockdowns, all of it, the tests can give you a bad answer for 3 months. The tests that forced businesses into bankruptcy, the tests that forced children into isolation and virtual learning, you're telling us now that those tests really aren't that reliable. In fact, they'll say you're positive months after the fact. From the CDC. So who's in charge over there? I have to ask. Who's in charge over at the CDC? Because right now it looks like that's also a mess. And in a minute we're going to share something very telling from CBS News about how this all played out for kids in America. Because people are finally telling the truth. Right? Yeah. And you've got Tony Fauci, the over-the-hill TV doc, that even after the evidence comes in that everything he's done and said is wrong, he's trying to pass off cutting isolation in half as a political decision, not a medical one. Listen to this.
The purpose of it was is that given the wave, the extraordinary, unprecedented wave of infections that we are experiencing now and will certainly experience more of in the next few weeks, that there is the danger that there will be so many people who are being isolated, who are asymptomatic for the full 10 days, that you could have a major negative impact on
no
our
kidding.
To keep society.
Stop
running.
Right there. Of course, so you're going to have a major medical, a major impact on the country. That's what we've been arguing about and against for months now. How this guy still has a job is beyond me. How this guy has any credibility in any circle, for anyone, is beyond me. Quick break on the Steve Gruber Show. We'll be right back.
You might be wondering, what's Enbridge doing to keep up with the energy demands of tomorrow? As a bridge to the energy future, we're helping drive the change toward lower carbon and renewable energy sources. That's why we're modernizing our infrastructure to be more efficient and reliable, and why we're investing in energy sources like wind and solar. We are Enbridge, a leading North American energy infrastructure company, and we believe when our energy meets yours, the future is full of promise. Enbridge, life takes energy.
I'm Brad Hoos, and I named my company Muskox Outdoor Apparel after a prehistoric Arctic mammal that has the most insulating fur on the planet. To honor this amazing animal, we make quality outdoor performance gear to help you live your next adventure. And like the muskox, our gear is built to last, high quality, and survives the element. For every $100 purchase, we donate $10 towards wildlife conservation. So if you're looking for the best flannels and outdoor gear around, visit gomuskox.com.
The Michigan Chamber.
Over the past year, we've experienced incredible uncertainty. Businesses across the state have been shut down. Unemployment skyrocketed, and Michiganders have been left wondering, what's next. And throughout this turmoil, your Michigan Chamber has been fighting for you to protect lives and livelihoods. We know that we're all in this together. Michiganders are strong and resilient, and we know that working together, we can bring Michigan back.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Pure Michigan water has never been more important than it is today. You can find your Pure Michigan water experts at Wolverine Water. Wolverine Water has been installing Michigan-made products for almost 75 years now. Hometown products and hometown service provided by your friends and neighbors at Wolverine Water since 1947. How about that for a cool drink of water? Wolverine Water. I've been a customer for over 20 years, too. If you're ready for the very best, you're ready for Wolverine Water. WolverineWaterSystems.com.